This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're teaching you how to walk in divine health. In this series, will be the last few sessions, we're talking to you about how God warns us. Does God warn us? Does He speak to us? Yes, He does. He speaks to us in many ways, as we have seen. And we're going to go over those, and we're going to continue on in that today. We're in Job chapter 33, and we'll get over into Job 34 today. So if you want to get your Bibles out, I'm reading in the NLT. So you get it out, you can follow along with me. Let's come to our Heavenly King. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we thank You and praise You for Your mighty Word, we thank You that You've given us the owner's manual. You let us see who You are, how You operate, how You like for us to walk holy and obedience to Your Word, and how we can do that, and what You teach us also, what You don't like. And You teach us the consequences of what You don't like when we do them. So, Father, open our hearts to the understanding of Your Word, where we will not sin against You, where we can walk in blessings and walk in divine health. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Does God warn us? I would like to say that in every case, God most definitely warns us. We have probably been warned many times, many times. In fact, I listened to a minister on television the other day. I was watching a little Christian television, and he was telling of an experience of how God spoke to him as he got started in his ministry. He said we were going along and said things got worse, and the financial part got worse, and we had no money. He said we were asking people for money, but money was not coming in. And he said, we were just down and almost broke. He said, I was up in my room. I was out speaking at a church. But while I was there, I had, of course, staying in a hotel. And he said, I was pleading with God. God, I don't know what we've done wrong or what's going on here. But, Lord, You've called me to do certain things for You. And we don't have the finances to do it. He said, Lord, what have we done wrong? Will You please show us what we need to do? And he said, I was asking God. And so said, I left my room and I started to go to the church. And he said, when I got to the room, the hotel I was in, I stepped up to the elevator and another man walked up at the same time. And he said, aren't you Pastor so-and-so? And he said, well, yes, I am. He says, by the way, where do you tithe off of your ministry? And he said, I thought, wonder why this man's asking me where I tithe off of my ministry. And said, I didn't tithe off of my ministry. And so I just kind of told him, well, I didn't tithe off of my ministry to nobody. We use everything for the kingdom of God. So he said, I go down the elevator and get out to a car. And I walk up and he said, now remember, I have just asked God, what's wrong? Lord, please show me what we need to do. But God's speaking. He spoke from the man at the elevator. He goes out to get in the car. Somebody's going to pick him up. And another man walks by on the street. He says, aren't you Pastor so-and-so? And he said, yes. And he said, by the way, where do you tithe? And he said, I thought, really, this is none of these people's business. And he said, I thought, isn't that amazing? I've never had anybody ask me that question. And today, two people, within a matter of a few minutes, have asked me this question. Well, why was he asked that question? Both times he was asked because he had been in his room asking God, God, why is our ministry falling apart? What have we done wrong? Well, what they had done wrong, they were thieves. They were not tithing off of their ministry into other ministries. And they didn't realize that. And so God was not blessing them. He was withholding their money. Now, he can do that, and he will do that. So anyway, this man on the way to church got to thinking, you know, we don't tithe. Two people have asked me this morning where I tithe and said, I don't tithe. I just take all the money that comes in, put it right back into the ministry. So he said, we don't tithe. He said, when I got back home from that trip, I got my board together, several men. And he said, I got them together and told them, I said, you know, I have come under tremendous conviction since I was praying and asking God what to do. And before I got to the church where I was going, two different men asked me, where did I tithe? And he said, we don't tithe. So he said, how much money do we have left in the bank? And they said, we have just about $1,000 total to our name left. He said, find a good ministry somewhere. Do some research. Find somebody that's being blessed. Find somebody that's getting lots of people saved, healed, and delivered. And send that entire amount we have left to them. And so they did. They found a good ministry somewhere. There's a lot of good ones out there. And they sent them the $1,000 they had as a donation to the ministry. And then the man said, I repented and told God, Lord, I'm sorry that I've not tithed off of your ministry. We will tithe every dime from this point forward. And he said, we sent that $1,000. And he said, it was amazing that almost immediately money began to come to our ministry. And he said, from that day to this, which has been 20 years, he said, we have never, ever had a need for money again. Isn't that amazing how that God speaks to us, telling us what our problem is? He speaks to us through people. He speaks to us by his Spirit. He speaks to us through his Word. He speaks to us in dreams. He speaks to us in visions. He whispers in our ear at night and terrifies us with dreams and visions at night. And it saves us from the grave. It turns us from pride. All these things God says he does to communicate with us, his people. Now, he's Job, Elihu, who has been telling Job all of these things in chapter 33. And then he says there, as we finished up yesterday, or the last session, rather, he says as we finished up there that if they don't listen, and after God speaks all these ways, then it says God sends sickness and disease and pain into your body, into your bones, and your bones will waste away. You will have ceaseless aching in your bones, and you will lose your appetite, and you will not even care for the most delicious food, and you will waste away to skin and bone. And you will be at death's door, and the angels of death wait for you. Now then, these angels of death are going to take you to one of two places. When you die, if you disobeyed God's voice and you didn't do what he said, then he says here that he will send sickness and pain that will kill you, and it will destroy your flesh. Now then, the angels are going to take you either to heaven or hell. If you're a born-again child of God, washed in obedience, washed in the blood, and you've been walking in obedience to God's word, you will get to go to heaven. But if you are not a Christian or you have not been walking in obedience to God's word, then you will not get to go to heaven. You will get to go to hell. And that is the terrible thing to think about. But God says that if a special messenger from heaven... Now, there's a lot of those special messengers of heaven that are sent to intercede for a person. I think of the number of people that I've had the privilege to intercede for in the last 20 years and seeing God forgive them, heal them, restore them, and raise them up. I have seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people set free and delivered and healed through prayer. And some of them have been awesome, mighty miracles of healing. It's just amazing what God will do. Now then, if you can find that special messenger, and you should be one of those. If you're a daughter or a son of God, you should be studying his word, meditating on his word day and night. You ought to be hiding his word in your heart You should have so much of it hidden in your heart that you can be this special messenger that from heaven, which is sent to intercede for a person. Now then, if you will do that and declare that they are upright, it says God will be gracious and say, set him free. Listen, God is going to, you know, when you really sit down and look at this, you find out that God makes all the decisions. Once we pray or once we repent, God is the one that made the decision to make this man sick. God is the one that made the decision to make this man well. You know, it's all totally up to God. It revolves around our obedience. Now, when you come to obedience, things have not changed. I mean, you can go back to anywhere in this Old Testament. We're in the Old Testament now, the book of Job. But you can go back anywhere in this Old Testament. You go back under the law anywhere you want to, and you'll find out over and over and over again, God says, if you will obey, if you will obey, I will bless you. He says, if you will not obey me, I will curse you. Now, I think today the average person does not know that God made those statements under the old covenant, and they certainly don't know they still come forward under the new covenant. So we don't realize that when we sin, we fall from grace. Didn't lose your salvation, but you fell from grace. That meant you had disobeyed God, you transgressed the law, you were a lawbreaker. So now then you fell from the grace of God because you stepped into sin. And if you don't know that, you continue to sin, it will bring sickness and disease to your flesh. And you'll finally wind up at death's door. And that happens to Christians all the time. I see it. But whenever that person that's there finds this person that can intercede, that can stand before God clean and holy and pure and touch the hand of the king, if you can find that person, and there is some of those around, if you'll find this upright person, God will be gracious and say, set him free. Now, when he says set him free, all he's got to do is just say, set him free, and you're free. And it says, then his body will become as healthy as a child's, firm and youthful again. It's something to see a person laying there in the hospital that's 40 or 50 or 60 years old. And that person is shriveled up and melting away. And they look like an 80 or 90 or 100-year-old person. Wow. And then I think about some of the men I know that's 85, that's a ball of fire. They can go do anything, work all day. I mean, do everything. But those men are men of God that has made the Most High God their dwelling place, that's walking in obedience to his word. And that's the difference. Every time I think about these kind of things, I think about, it's just a joke, but a man told me this one time, and I thought how true this is according to the world standards. It says, you know, we say in the Word of God, sin brings forth death.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.